Upstream.
So Swimming Upstream is something we like to do every week where we take a look at some of the hidden gems in our streaming services, provide you with a plethora of bingeable content for your week ahead. I am joined in studio right now by our regular Swimming Upstream connoisseur, yes. Sam Mitchell. Sam, good morning.
Morning, Jess. I love that title, connoisseur.
Connoisseur. Mm. I've always wanted to be called something cool, like a connoisseur or like an inventor or just a generally suave person.
You're a weekend breakfast connoisseur for sure.
Oh, look at us. I always think of connoisseur ice cream when I say that.
Yeah, I'm just kind of hungry now.
I could smash a tub of ice cream, but that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
This is Swimming Upstream, so that means that you have something to bring to us, and I've actually got something to bring to us this week.
Yeah, you're filling
mixing
in for
it
Chris.
Up, filling in for Chris.
He's
while he's...
Left again.
Oh, Chris.
Jeez.
No, I think he's doing some important family stuff today, so we'll forgive you just this once, Chris.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first, though?
I'd like to go first, if that's okay.
Ooh, okie dokie.
Because I have a really awesome comedian. If you listen to this Swimming Upstream, you've probably discovered my love for stand-up comedy by
yes.
now. Because there are so many specials on Netflix to choose from.
Yeah.
Comedians of different race, gender, age. This week, I've chosen a bit of an older comedian, a comedian who's been around since the 90s, a Canadian comedian called Norm Macdonald.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's only become more underrated over time. And his show is called Hitler's Dog, Gossip and a Trickery.
Okay.
A lot of random things.
All right.
So yeah, as you can tell, it's not exactly politically correct.
No.
I don't think he's known for that kind of thing.
No.
But yeah, he's a lot older than most comedians and he has a much different attitude to go with it. Like he puts that to good use, especially when he starts going with like non-politically correct stuff. There are times where he'll be like insightful and mature about a topic, but he loves to just knock all that down and build it up to just the stupidest punchline imaginable.
Okay.
So he is really smart, but he really likes to play dumb. It's a real awesome dynamic.
Okay, this is cool.
Yeah. He also loves throwing out random non sequitur humor, only for that random element to just become a central element of the punchline a few minutes later. If I could give an example, one of his most famous jokes is called the moth joke.
Okay.
This isn't in the stand-up special, so I can just spoil it for you right now.
Okie dokie.
It starts with a moth flies into a podiatrist office,
yeah.
And the podiatrist asks the moth, okay, what's wrong? And the moth's like, what's wrong? Oh, where do I even begin? And he goes on this 5-minute spiel about how the moth is having trouble with his wife, is having trouble at work. He can't even stand the sight of you know, anyone. And it just goes on and on, more ridiculous. And there's all these Russian names for some reason, lots of random stuff. And then the podiatrist finally says, wow, that's really, really... a pressing issue, but you should probably talk to a psychiatrist. Why are you here? And the moth says, because the light was on. After all that, it doesn't even... I mean, the audience gets so invested in the story.
Of course,
and so,
of the poor moth and his marital issues,
yeah,
and all that sort of stuff.
That they have to feel sorry for him.
This sounds like the kind of comedian you can lose yourself in. You can sit mindlessly for hours. It's not a thinker.
It's not a thinker. But it is very insightful as well. It's black comedy. It's also deadpan comedy. Deadpan in every sense of the word. He has this massive stage, but he doesn't even move. he could perform in an air vent if he wanted to.
Okay.
But it works really well. Like you said, every tiny facial expression he makes is heightened because, you know, there's nothing else to go by. It's just this tiny... Yeah,
I'm into it. So where can we find this one?
Really good character. It is on Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah, if you look up Norm Macdonald. It's a nice name to spell.
It is very a nice easy. Name to spell, a very easy one to spell if ever there was.
I'm sick of, I think I did Hannibal Buress last time, which is not a really nice name.
not an easy one to find.
Norm Macdonald, I can get behind that.
Yeah,
for sure.
We can get behind. All right, cool. So
also, he has a podcast if you want to look that up as well.
Oh.
More streaming for your Swimming Upstream.
A double-headed stream over there. I love that. That's great. That's I can't top that. I can't top a podcast and a comedy special, but I'm going to try.
I'm sure you've chosen a fantastic.
We've got a bit
show.
Of a Netflix theme this week because I found something on Netflix as well.
Oh, double feature!
And the reason it's come back into my life is because they've just put season 2 on Netflix. It only went up on the 24th, so what's that, 2 days ago?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so it's super brand new, super fresh, and I'm really, really excited. I haven't started watching season 2 yet, but I thought maybe if everyone catches up this afternoon on season 1, then we can all watch season 2 together. It's not a lot of episodes. There's only 6 episodes or 5 episodes a season.
Oh, yeah. Very bingeable, yeah.
Very, very bingeable. It's called Frontier.
Frontier.
Okay. So it follows a gentleman named Declan Harp back in kind of pre-colonial America during the fur trade.
Oh, cool.
So he's kind of part Irish, part Cree, which is like outlaw... Native American. He's campaigning to breach the Hudson Bay Company's monopoly on the fur trade in Canada.
That sounds really interesting.
Okay, so the best thing about this, though, is that Declan Harp is played by Jason Momoa, who is possibly one of the most gorgeous actors out there at the moment.
Right. I don't know who he is.
He's going to be Aquaman next. He was in Game of Thrones. Man. He played Khal Drogo. He's kind of kicking a lot of goals at the moment. He's a big unit of a man.
Yeah, he was here in Australia, wasn't he?
He was here in Australia for Comic-Con.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a cool guy, and he's in this really brooding kind of outlawish, mean, but soft inside role, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is a show set in the 1700s about the North American fur trade, which was a huge thing back then. There were three main fur trading companies, and the Hudson Bay Company was one of those companies in real life. This is a show that, although is a historic fiction, is rooted in a lot of truths in history.
Yeah, so it kind of bends the history a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was produced by Discovery Canada. This was their first original scripted commission.
Oh, cool.
In partnership with Netflix. So they commissioned it, Netflix is streaming it, it's a whole thing. The second season, as I said, aired 2 days ago, and a third season has already been ordered, which thrills me in ways you cannot understand.
That must mean it's bloody good.
It is really good. It's only received a 7.2 on IMDb.
IMDb,
don't know. Rotten Tomatoes, people have rated it 78%, 4 out of 5. It's got 43 on the tomato meter, though. So people either love it or hate it. It goes through the dramas of a young English boy coming to kind of the colonies, coming into contact with Declan Harp and the fur trade, and Declan trying to bring down the fur trade. And there's love interests, and there's this fantastic female pub owner who is just the coolest chick ever. She runs this pub, which is kind of the only one in the town. There's a priest who's a drunk and an absolute debaucherous man who has no soul and is a complete sinner. There's a really interesting look at the relationship between Native Americans and the British colonization of their country, and kind of that dynamic there as well. There's like fight scenes and gunfire and manipulation and politics and pew, 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 pew.
What isn't in this show?
It's everything is in this show. It is so good. And it is set in this, it's shot really beautifully as well, because I actually shot it in the UK and Canada. So that they could get that really, it's set in winter, in these wintry vibes in the woods, of that, you know, colonial style towns all set up everywhere. It is fantastic. Again, only like six episodes, I think, in the first one, five in the second.
Yeah, that's understandable. It must have taken a bloody long time to make. So.
And it would have cost a fortune.
Yeah.
It would have been a bucket. It was one of those like things that we stumbled across on Netflix, my boyfriend and I, one afternoon as we were sitting there like, oh, what do you want to watch? And it'd been an hour of flicking through things.
That's the best like kind of show, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
After all that time, you finally find like a movie.
I would have watched the Teletubbies at that point.
Oh,
honest
Jesus.
To God, I didn't care anymore. It was one of those things where I was like, just pick something or I'm going to kill you. And he went, look, this has got Jason Momoa in it. He's a great actor, and he's in Aquaman coming up. Let's see how that goes.
Exactly.
And it is so, so good. I cannot recommend it highly enough. I'm really, really into it, and I'm so excited to watch season two.
Yeah, I got no idea why people are rating it so low. It seems amazing.
I know, and why no one is watching it, and why no one is talking about it. I guess it's kind of been lost in the maze that is Netflix. You know, you get lost in things and things pile up, and it kind of tells you what you should watch and what you shouldn't watch based on what you have watched.
It is fun to navigate, though. I recently discovered The Good Place on Netflix, which is a fantastic show.
Oh, I haven't heard about this one. Save it for next week.
Okay.
Save it for next week.
I think
I
a lot
know.
Of people know about that show, though.
So maybe not then.
If you're a Good Place fan, let us know on 2SER Twitter.
We have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 2SER. If you've got anything that you can recommend for our streaming services, that's it for this week. I had Frontier on Netflix. Sam had...
I had Norm Macdonald. What's the show? Hitler's Dog Gossip and Trickery.
Hitler's Dog Gossip and Trickery.
Just look up Norm Macdonald. You don't have to have Hitler
comedy,
in your Netflix search history.
A comedy special on Netflix. I'll pop details on the podcast at the end of the show, 2SER.com/weekendbrekkie. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jess.